Hello.
We are live. I was just switching my microphone there for a moment. It is February 12th, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States, around the world. I just wanted to make sure I have the correct microphone setting on, and I do now, so I made sure to switch that. Welcome to everybody. We are so glad to have you tonight. Those of you who are coming in, we're going to say hi to some people, as now we are definitely live, and we see a lot of people coming into the chat tonight. Hello in West Virginia, North Dakota, I see you. God bless you. Baltimore, Maryland, God bless you. England, hello to our wonderful friends in England watching tonight. God bless you. So happy to see you on tonight. I see Mora, New York as well. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New York who are watching tonight. God bless you. Liverpool, hello to our other friends that are in England tonight watching. Tulsa, Oklahoma, I see you, and Edmond, Oklahoma. God bless you. Queens, New York, God bless you to all our wonderful viewers in the boroughs down in the city. I see Florida as well, and Bedford, Indiana, God bless you. Panama City, Panama, hello to our friends in Central and South America watching tonight, and to our friends in Panama. Very happy to have you. Blessings to all of you in Texas who are jumping on. God bless you as well, as in Iowa. I see, let's see, Kentucky as well. God bless you. Buckinghamshire, England. Hello again to our wonderful international audience that's coming in. God bless you. I see Central Pennsylvania also. Pinellas Park, Florida. God bless you. Spalding, England. Lot of England people jumping on tonight. We're very happy to have you with us. Wonderful neighbors in Connecticut. Hello and God bless you. Thank you so much for being on with us tonight. Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, hello to you, and Washington State as well. God bless you. Long Island, we love our Long Islanders here. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Our neighbors in New Jersey are jumping on. Hello to you. And in Brooklyn, New York, God bless all of you who are in New Jersey and Brooklyn who are watching tonight. Rockland County, New York, God bless you. I know exactly where Rockland County is because Chris was in Helen Hayes rehab center when the brain injury happened, and that's in Rockland County, actually. So I know exactly where you are. Ontario, Canada. Oh, Canada people, come on tonight. We're going to be talking about you a bit. God bless our wonderful viewers in Canada. We are thrilled to have you with us tonight. Oh, let's see. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That's a mouthful. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Lyons, Oregon as well. Boise, Idaho. Hello to our friends in that part of the country. God bless you. It is a ferocious February. It's a February under fire. We'll get into that and what that exactly means. Wareham, Massachusetts, God bless you. I see Tampa, Florida as well, and Wisconsin and Northwest Ohio. God bless all of you. Fiji, hello to our friends in Fiji that are watching tonight. Very happy to have you with us tonight. We'll do a few more. Cambridge, Montana? Is that what it, or Minnesota? I think it's Cambridge, maybe Minnesota. I'm not sure, but it's either Minnesota or Montana. But God bless you who are jumping on from there. Grove City, Ohio, Buffalo, New York. God bless all of you. Blessings to you in Greece. Hello to our friends in Europe who are jumping on. And in Norway, I just saw Norway come on. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. As well as Arizona. I see that as well. God bless you. Hagerstown, Maryland. God bless you as well. I see Arkansas. Hello to our wonderful viewers in Arkansas. Albany, New York. I went to Siena College. I'm a Siena College alumni, actually, which is in Loudonville, New York, which is very, very close to Albany. So hello to our friends in Albany. God bless you. And hello to our wonderful moderators who are here tonight to moderate, and to our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I just saw Perth, Australia come in. Hello to our friends in Australia across the globe. God bless you as well. Very, very happy to have all of you on with us tonight. So it is a February under fire. You're going to understand in a few minutes why this is titled this and what is going on. We've got some things to get into tonight that are going to blow your mind prophetically when we start breaking some of these things down that I saw today when I was in my office and quieted myself and I was focusing on what the Lord had me to do. And so what we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer first, and we're going to give this over to the Lord as usual, and then we will totally get into everything we're going to prophetically talk about tonight with the nation, with Canada as well. Iran is on the brink right now. We don't know necessarily which way this is going to go as well. So it truly is a February under fire. Nations on the brink right now. So let's open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord, and we will get started tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we sin and fall short. Father, Lord, we praise you that your mercies are new every single day, that every day you renew your covenant with us, Father. And we just praise you and we bless your holy name for that. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly came to the earth and laid down his life. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And Father, we praise you that Jesus Christ made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation at Calvary. He disarmed principalities and powers. He descended into the underworld. He took the keys from death. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again. He is ruling and reigning victoriously at the right hand of the Father forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, we just praise you. We welcome your presence in, Father God. Let the weight of your glory fall. Let your authority, your power, your might, your truth saturate the atmosphere, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor and minister to those that are watching, that people feel the weight and conviction, Father, of your power and of your spirit, Father God. Lord, we just ask you, go before us tonight. Be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Order my words tonight, Father God. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Father, and our team, the humble privilege, Lord, of being vessels of your power. Father, we just ask too, Lord, create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit, Father, within us, Lord. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, Father God, to surround the skies, the land above and below, north, south, east, and west, and to guard against every dimensional access point in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke and take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, violence, slander, spells, incantations, curses, sorcery, any form of weaponized demonic activity. We command in the name of Jesus Christ, it is destroyed, dismantled, broken, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, we just praise you. We ask you to take all the glory for yourself, Father God. Lord, you are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. Without your breath of life in us, we don't have life. We owe you every breath, Father God. You are Yahweh. You are the breath, Father God. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that the earth is your footstool, that your eyes wander to and fro across the earth, Father God. Lord, we praise you. You rule from the highest throne, that you are on a throne of righteousness, Father God, that you are a God of justice, Father God. Lord, we praise you that you are holy. You say, be thou holy, for I am holy, Father God, and we bless you. You say, be thou holy, for I am holy, Lord, and we are supposed to consecrate ourselves and submit and surrender to you. Help us, Lord, to walk in obedience to you in this time and what you need us to do, Father God, as we see these things unfolding in the nation. We praise you, Lord. We thank you tonight. Take all the glory for yourself, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hello to those of you jumping on during prayer. Very happy to have you with us tonight. If you could share this broadcast right now, we would very much appreciate it. And like and subscribe, it very much helps us. And we are very appreciative for you doing that. This certainly is a February under fire. We have nations, plural, on the brink, including ours. And so we're going to break all this down for you because we're literally 2.5 weeks from Purim. So this is getting more and more intense the closer we get to Purim, which is marked by a blood moon again. Marking that time, there's a reason for that. And so it's no surprise that these things are unfolding at the rapid pace that they are as we get up to that marker. And then we enter the window between Purim and Passover. So let's discuss here, because for those of you who don't know, many of you do who watch, but Purim has to do with the book of Esther. In the word of God, it has to do with decrees of destruction going out against the people of God and God bringing forth divine reversals, raising people up in order to destroy the plans of the wicked, those plans falling upon their own heads and the people of God being delivered. Last Purim was marked by a blood moon. 2025, Trump Tower was actually stormed by Palestinian protesters last Purim. And now this Purim 2026, which begins March 2nd, I believe at sundown, also marked by a blood moon. Now, we should be very aware of the fact that the enemy is aware of this and attempts to align events to alter times and seasons. Now, because of this, we've seen decrees of destruction that have gone out, and we are watching this real time happen. And we're going to put up the first article for you because even though this happened in Canada, this has a lot to do with the United States of America, and I'm going to show you how. So this is a tragedy, what happened, but it says at least 9 killed, dozens injured in shootings at British Columbia High School and home, officials say. Okay, at least 9 people were killed and dozens more injured in shootings at a high school and a residence in the northeast part of the province of British Columbia. According to Canadian police, the suspected shooter is dead, officials said. Okay. This is a tragedy, what happened. This just unfolded, I believe, yesterday. And we're going to get into some aspects of this because there is way, way more to this than meets the eye for the time that we're in. This assailant was transgender. They didn't want to report that at first, but it is true. The assailant, which we'll say allegedly, but we've seen it in the news articles, was transgender. So we have a thread running through North America to Canada. It goes from Canada to North America, into America, or the United States of America, to Minneapolis, to Madison, Wisconsin, to Charlie Kirk in Orem, Utah, back to Tumbler Ridge in Canada, where this happened. Now, there's something hidden within the transgender ideology. There's something hidden within it that the enemy has purposely hidden within it, and what their end game is. The kingdom of darkness has purposely hidden it there. And let me show you this. Ready? Ready for this? Yes, I've got props tonight, people. Transgender ideology. From transgender ideology, you can actually spell siege on God's order. And that's exactly what the transgender ideology is about. It is a siege on the order that God created. It is a siege on God's order. hidden within the words transgender ideology, you can get this sentence. Because the kingdom of darkness hides their true agenda within a superficial slogan, phrase, event, time. So this is the true end game here. A siege on God's order. You can spell that from transgender ideology. Now, keeping that in mind, I told you there are things that are going to blow your mind tonight when it comes to this. I'm going to show you how in the background, it's the same spirit that's out for blood that happened at these other shootings. So there is something that connects all of these. Now, we know the transgender is part of it, right? And the siege on God's order is part of it. But it is the same spirit that's out for blood. We are very close to Purim. Decrees of destruction have gone out. So let me show you this. Let me show you. Ready for this? Okay. Tumblr Ridge Secondary School, British Columbia, school shooting, Canada, kills 9 people, injures 25 others. That's the headlines. That's the basics of what has happened. From this, from all of this, you can spell Purim, decree destruction, Haman, coup. Now, this is where it gets really interesting. You can spell Orem, Utah, Minneapolis, and Madison, which is where the other ones occurred in the past year and a half. So from the Tumblr's Ridge information, from the facts of the case, when you take a good look at it, you can spell Purim, decree of destruction, Haman, because that's what we're dealing with in this time between two blood moons, marking Purim 2025 and Purim 2026. Coup, keep that one in mind because that's percolating in this nation. And then you can spell Orem, Utah, which is where someone connected to the transgender ideology killed Charlie Kirk. Minneapolis, where the Annunciation school shooting happened by someone connected to the transgender ideology. And Madison, Wisconsin, which was December of 2024. And the name of that school was Abundant Life. Because John 10:10 in the Word of God says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord your God, have come to give you life and life more abundant. That is why that was targeted. But all of these, Orem, Utah, Minneapolis, Madison, can be spelled from the contents of what happened in Tumblr Ridge. Now, I'm going to explain to you why. Because you're dealing with the same spirit. You are dealing with the same spirit that is laying a siege on God's order. I'll show you that again too. You're dealing with a spirit that is overseeing the transgender ideology. And from transgender ideology, you can spell siege on God's order because that is the agenda. Now, we're going to go even deeper with this in just a moment here. So, oh, buckle up, people. Buckle up, Buttercup, because we're going to go deep with this tonight. Okay, so the kingdom of darkness is laying siege on God's order and wants a sacrifice on the soil of North America that is tied to the leadership of Canada. Now, we just saw what happened. This is the worst in 10 years. What happened at Tumblr's Ridge is the worst school shooting that they have had in a decade. Now, not long after Canada makes a deal with China, a very public deal with China, idolatrous China. And while Trump is serving his second term, this school shooting happens that hasn't happened in a decade. Now, I'm going to show you something about this. We'll show you the article real quick, and then I'm going to show you the pattern here. I'm going to show you the pattern. Deadly British Columbia shooting is one of Canada's worst school shootings. Last school shooting in Canada was in 2016 at Saskatchewan School, where 4 were killed. So Tuesday's mass shooting at Tumblr's Ridge Secondary School marked one of the worst school shootings in Canadian history. Okay, keep in mind 2016. So the last school shooting in Canada was in 2016 at the Saskatchewan High School. Four were tragically killed. 2016 is when President Trump became president for the first time, and he was serving the first year of his first term. 2026, when this happens at Tumblr's Ridge, exactly 10 years later, when President Trump is president again, this happens when he's serving the, he just got done with his first year serving as president of his second term. Both of these in Canada happened when President Trump was in office, surrounding the end of his first term or during his first term. Now, with the Tumblr's Ridge, 10 people, including the shooter, were killed. Now, that's interesting because we're 18 days from Purim and Haman had 10 sons that were all dealt with when the reversal happened. But remember, this is a decree of destruction. The enemy's attempting to get out ahead of time. Now, I'm going to show you this. I'm going to show you this, that there's a pattern. There's a pattern here. So I'll show you this paper, and then I'm going to show you something else here. 2016, Canada school shooting in Saskatchewan, Trump's first term, first year. 2026, Canada school shooting, Trump's second term, right? Going into his second year, he just finished his first year. I don't think that's an accident that this was done this way. I don't think it was an accident. I think there's something to this. Now, there's something to the number 10, because exactly 10 years later, from 2016, two things happened in 2016 when Trump entered his first term in office. You had the school shooting in Canada, and you had a blizzard. You had a blizzard happen in 2016, the same year Trump took office, the same year the shooting happened in Saskatchewan, Canada. Okay? That was 2016. Exactly 10 years later, while Trump is serving his second term, ending the first year, we have a blizzard again, and we have a shooting in Canada. Now, to me, that strikes a little odd. That strikes me a little odd that this 10-year pattern has presented itself. And it has presented itself when President Trump was in office both times. We had a blizzard and we had a horrific school shooting in Canada, and it's separated by 10 years. Also, the number of people killed in the Saskatchewan one in 2016, that tragic incident, was four. Now, there was four, and then there was, which is interesting. I'm trying to think now. I'm looking at the math here because 25 were injured this time. 9 were killed. 4 was the last time. So I'm going to work on that, but there could be something to the pattern that we're seeing present itself, even with the amount that they're reporting were injured and were killed. So I'm going to keep working on that, but interestingly enough, they are invoking this pattern is being invoked surrounding President Trump's surrounding his terms in office. So interestingly enough, this is what seems to be going on here, but it goes deeper than that. So we see a pattern. Like I said, President Trump's first term, first year in office, there's a blizzard, there's a school shooting in Canada. 10 years later, President Trump's second term, ending his first year in office, there's a blizzard here in the United States, and there is a school shooting in Canada. Now, I don't think, like I said, these things are by mistake or accident. I don't think they're random. I think we have to understand that the realm of the spirit is very much intertwined with the natural. And this is why we see these things happen the way they do, because there are doors and gates in the realm of the spirit that open in order to invoke certain patterns, in order to accomplish and continue to accomplish certain things in nations. Now, Canada also just made a covenant with China, a very public one that needed to be ratified. January 16th, 2026 was the agreement between Canada and China. It was reported that they had come to an agreement January 16th, 2026. Guess what month that school shooting was in Canada back in 2016? It was January. So these things are not random. This in the realm of the spirit occurs because Canada borders the United States of America. It's establishing itself an altar in North America, I believe, to now go after leadership in the United States of America. And this is why you see this pattern happening that's tied to President Trump. Now, I do believe that in 2026, the leadership of Canada will experience a severe backdraft for what they have allowed to power altars in their nation. And that fire in many forms will be brought against the leadership of Canada in 2026. And that the blood that the leadership of Canada made a deal for in an attempt to gain power against the United States, that deal and its contents is going to come out, and the outrage and scandal will be immense, and Trudeau will pale in comparison to the embarrassment and the mess that is on the horizon for the leadership of Canada. I'm saying all of this tonight, so it's very public. Watch what happens now with that, because there is way more to this spiritually, and making an altar in Canada having to do with China and having to do with a pattern with President Trump in order to go after leadership of the United States of America. Now, okay, now we're going to exit out of Canada. We're going to come back to the United States of America. So we'll put up the article here for you, and we will be on our way here. Mexican cartel drones breach U.S. airspace are disabled by War Department, Duffy says. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy confirms a threat was neutralized near El Paso International Airport in Texas. Drones operated by Mexican drug cartels breached American airspace and were soon disabled by the U.S. military, the Trump administration announced Wednesday. The breach took place near El Paso International Airport in Texas, leading the Federal Aviation Administration to temporarily close the airport late Tuesday. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy confirmed the breach and lifted the airspace restriction on Wednesday. Now, I think El Paso means the pass. I think that's where it comes from. I think it means the pass. Now, I want to read to you these words from the Lord having to do with this, because the fact this has happened now and the cartels are breaching airspace with drones should signal to all of us that there is about to be an escalation in the war going on at the border, that this is going to go to a heightened level of warfare. Now, I want to read to you these words from the Lord. We're going to go back to March of 2025 and work our way up. There's three of them here, and then we have other words from the Lord to talk about too. But March 12th, 2025, and says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, a violation of airspace by a nation being stirred up in this time shall add even greater weight to their crimes. For they shall violate airspace within your nation, and it shall trigger events to drive back and weaken such a nation. The ports are about to be battled for, says the Lord. Strategic global ports, says the Lord. So at the time there's violation of airspace by a certain nation who the cartels are attached to, there's going to be a strategic battle for the global ports. July 18th, 2025. Thus says the Lord, a weapons run from Mexico, one of the largest weapons run to ever be attempted, shall be exposed, says the Lord, for a hole in the tire and the timing of my spirit, compelling patrol to reroute, shall thwart such. For the cartel is making a deal with terror, says the Lord. They have struck a deal for their interests, have been wounded, says the Lord. And now they seek those of terror to aid them in attacks at the border. I'm going to show you something else very interesting too in a minute here. November 20th, 2025. Speak the word of the Lord that these eggs are found and destroyed, for they shall birth fiery flying serpents. Flying, says the Lord, that's capital. Airspace shall be violated, says the Lord. High alert shall turn into emergencies at the Pentagon, says the Lord, if these eggs are not found and destroyed, says the Lord. I believe this violation is the beginning of this time that was spoken about back in November 20th, 2025. So I believe what we're watching happen is a beginning of this, is a beginning of fiery flying serpents and high alerts turning into emergencies at the Pentagon if these eggs are not found and destroyed, says the Lord. Okay, I want to show you this because these things are not accidents. Okay. Mexican cartel, right, drones breach U.S. airspace, are disabled by War Department, Duffy says. That's the headline, right? Well, from it, you could spell Purim, decree, destruction, coup, very similar to what we went over with Tumblr Ridge in what happened in Canada. Purim, decree of destruction, coup. It's interesting because Daniel and Absalom are in here too, which I find that a little interesting. So, but this is the similar pattern for the time we're in that is hidden within these events. I do think that you're going to see a stirring up with Mexico from this. I think that Mexico is about to be stirred up in the midst of this. And I think the fact that they're violating airspace now with drones, and this is now happening because it's a, well, it's a February under fire, but it's a heightened level of warfare, I believe, in the nation all around, including at the border, both borders with Mexico and with Canada. It is a heightened level of warfare right now, and spiritual warfare on top of it. Now, I wanted to go back to October 6, 2022 for a second. So this is 3.5 years old, this word. And I want to read to you this word because the cartels are in it. So these are some words having to do with the cartels that I think are important to note, given what's beginning to happen. So October 6, 2022, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, watch the FBI in this hour fracture and split from the inside out because of their dealings and their setups, how they set up others for the atrocities they have done, the experiments, the harming of the public. This shall split open from deep inside as loyalties have severely weakened and blueprints, hard drives, flash drives, and notebooks have been found with their plans for power. Capital, their plans, says the Lord, not my plans. I, the Lord, shall judge them in this hour and exact upon them what they have wickedly done, for they have held hands with the cartels. That's the first one the Lord names. Cartels with the CCP, with Germany, with Persia, with the FDA, with Pfizer, with Moderna, with Johnson & Johnson, with Gilead, with Eli Lilly, with trucking companies secretly running their cargo, with some of the largest construction companies in the nation. They have done so and tainted along with the other three-letter agencies, and I, the Lord, shall pay them their wage. For there are people who are worthy in the middle of their quagmire, and the mud shall be sifted through to reveal what has been hidden under a dark cloud of deception. This is far greater than the capital, says the Lord of hosts, far greater, and it shall be revealed, for I, the Lord thy God, am calling it forth. And says the Lord of hosts, projects shall be dissected, and you shall find they were not projects at all, but plots and games and greed and lies. Organization shall be dissected and exposed. What they were doing undercover, it shall occur in the church and the body of Christ as well, says the Lord. For those wandered onto dangerous tracks that they have continued down, and a snag and a stumbling block shall cause serious hits to what they, capital, have attempted to build. For they shall reap in full all the mess they have sown, as they have continued on a road I, the Lord, never approved. Watch and see as this occurs, and a weak foundation will bring those houses down. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, amen and amen. That's from October 6, 2022. Which is interesting, given what we have watched unfold with the FBI as well, but the cartel was in there. April 2nd, 2024, the leadership of Mexico has had their war chest filled with the cartel and the leadership of the United States, and one other that shall be revealed. Money has been paid into his treasury to look the other way. Another Herod, says the Lord. New leadership shall arise in Mexico, says the Lord. New leadership that is not friendly nor cares about what the cartels and other nations have to offer, which means this is leadership coming in the future. For that land must be cleansed, as devils have been given reign, and those in your nation have struck deals in private meetings where even heads of the cartels have been present. In the dark, they all meet together. However, says the Lord, my capital spotlight, my capital light of holiness and truth shall enter every crevice of that darkness and shall go forth and expose the bundles hidden in those places. February 13th, 2025, a very high-ranking member of the Mexican government is about to request a meeting with the heads of the Department of Justice and members of the cabinet to expose where in Mexico the cartel and the government have been working together and forming a plan to attack. Those drones coming are the pre-warning of this. A large-scale attack on the border capitals, an act of war, says the Lord. October 7th, 2025, the cartels and drug giants shall be struck in this time. There are scrolls of judgment that have gone forth, and the most well-known drug companies in this time will experience their greatest setbacks, for they and the cartels are connected in the spirit, says the Lord. And the cartels, half their wealth shall be seized within a seven-day period, says the Lord, and shall greatly cripple such giants and throw them down, says the Lord. And then right after that, this is what's interesting. The Lord says the window is closing on the leader of Venezuela, says the Lord. Grace has been offered. Judgment is coming, says the Lord. A catastrophic fracture to the infrastructure of Venezuela, says the Lord. For in this time, there is a shift that is meant to fracture the platforms of leadership within the earth who have trifled in my capital business, says the Lord, who have attempted to snuff out my capital word, says the Lord. What's interesting about this word is the Lord talks about the cartels and drug giants being struck at the same, around the same time that the window closes on the leader of Venezuela. Because this is in order, this word. So at the time you see the leader of Venezuela go down, you would start seeing things happen with the cartels. And now we're watching unfold them now sending drones into our airspace and the United States military now having to engage. So I don't think that's an accident that the Lord put it together this way. It was for a point in time that we happen to be in now. Okay. Now we'll move on from that, but keep watch on that because that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning, what's happening with these drones in the border of the escalation that's coming. And it's interesting that the cartels chose this time to do this, being what's happening with the Department of Homeland Security and how a shutdown is looming. So the timing of this is very interesting. We'll put up the news article for you and talk about it. DHS shutdown looms as Johnson navigates GOP divide over stopgap solutions. The deadline to avert a shutdown for DHS looms Friday night. A partial government shutdown affecting the Department of Homeland Security, how convenient, is all but guaranteed unless the Senate rams through a short-term extension of current funding levels sometime on Thursday. But avoiding a DHS shutdown means the same measure must also pass the House of Representatives, where success will depend on delicate political maneuvering by Speaker Mike Johnson to persuade a House Republican conference with varying ideas of what a path forward should look like. It would have to be for 60 or 90 days, I would think, said Representative Ralph Norman, a Republican from South Carolina, a member of the Conservative House Freedom Caucus. I don't know what's going to happen happen in 30 days. I don't know what's going to change. And there, I guess they're trying to do a stopgap funding measure as well with this. And it says it comes after Democrats walked away from a bipartisan deal to fund DHS through the end of the fiscal year over what they saw as insufficient guardrails on agencies responsible for President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown in Minneapolis and elsewhere. So they're trying to force a shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security over immigration. Now, I want you to think about the lunacy of this for a minute, what the Democrats are doing, because we have not only drugs and trafficking, human trafficking coming through our border in droves, but there are terrorists that are being brought into Mexico and then walking across our borders. And this was allowed by the Biden administration for 4 years. And now that there has to be an immigration crackdown, and now the mess has to be sifted through, Democrats conveniently, in the year of the midterms, want to cause a government shutdown with the Department of Homeland Security and play Russian roulette, knowing that these terrorists came across the border into this country. And it's the Department of Homeland Security that actually is responsible for finding them and for protecting this nation. That's what they want a shutdown on the year of the midterms, knowing that these terrorists are now in this nation. This is not random. This is a setup. This is a setup on the part of the Democratic Party. I'm going to tell you something. They want to see something happen in this nation. They want to see an attack on this soil. They want to see it so they can turn around and blame the immigration agenda when it was them. Obama had people in cages. Obama deported more people than President Trump has so far. Obama, over his 4 years, deported, I believe, more people. And now it's only his end of his first year, so he's got 3 years to go. But I'm saying Obama deported a ton of people. He not only did that, he put people in cages as well. And they looked the other way. And now after they know what's flooded this country for the 4 years Biden was in office, they want to turn around now and cause a shutdown on the Department of Homeland Security, knowing what's gotten into this nation. This is a setup. It's a setup for a catastrophe, so they can turn around then and blame Donald Trump and say it happened on his watch, when they're the ones trying to interfere with the Department of Homeland Security while all of them keep their own security going 24/7. These Democrats, they could have their own security, and that's fine, but they want to interfere with the Department of Homeland Security in a time when it's most needed. This is the agenda. And you're watching this again. We're watching this shutdown happen within 2.5 weeks of Purim. We are watching this happen. And I'm going to show you something here. DHS shutdown looms as Johnson navigates GOP divide over stopgap solutions. That's the contents of what's happening, right? Look what you can spell from it. Purim, Haman, assassination, national storm. Isn't that interesting? That from this, from the motive here of this DHS shutdown, that the Democrats are forcing the issue, you can spell Purim, Haman. There it is again. We have a pattern here. Assassination. Can also spell that, and national storm, which is what they want to create. This is the agenda for this, is this, to cause a national storm in this nation. Because as long as they can sow confusion and chaos into the nation, the dark powers they serve can thrive. When order is being restored to the nation, their influence and their power and their grip plummets. So in order for the Democrats to stay in power, they have to create chaos in many levels in the nation. Chaos when it comes to families, when it comes to transgender, when it comes to the border, when it comes to the government, when it comes to the schools. The more chaos and confusion they can create, the more they can spin things in order to thrive, because the enemy and the kingdom of darkness thrive in that environment. So as long as radicals and Democrats and people on that spectrum, even moderates, can cause chaos, they can attempt to push their agenda through, and their agenda grows like a weed in that environment. So this is why they keep trying to force this too, because as long as they can force the chaos, they can try to quickly, like a vine, grow their agendas. Now, I want to read to you from November 11th, 2025, a broadcast. This is what was said. In this broadcast, this is what got said. "We are watching this not only occur in Congress, this setup. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, better not squander this time to the midterms, because there is an Absalom attempting to rise." This is back in November. "We see this with conservative podcasters right now, certain ones. Absalom sat at the gate and daily attempted to get the people on his side for his conspiracy. Oh, I am your champion. I will bring justice. I'm the one who cares about you. It's an act. Absalom was an act of manipulation of the people to get the people's eyes on him in order for the kingdom to become number one. Absalom did not care about the people at all. He only wanted to use them to gain power. Absalom did not care about the people at all. He only used them to gain power." Now, knowing this, December 20th, 2025, "They are attempting to make deals to block such and make a pact and an oath with donkeys and mutated beasts in order to secure their seats, says the Lord. This shall be openly exposed, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Speaker Johnson, man of faith, you have a choice, says the Lord. Remain silent or rise up. Expose and dismantle these plans that will attempt to place an embargo and blockade upon the administration, says the Lord. The blockade around Venezuela, says the Lord, is a manifestation of what in the spirit seeks to surround America through rogue congressmen and women that are willing to place the American people upon a block to be sold, says the Lord. If you remain silent, deliverance will arise from elsewhere." Now, that's a line from the book of Esther, which is interesting. "If you remain silent, deliverance will arise from elsewhere, and you will not escape the great sifting that will occur in Congress that I, the Lord, will allow if my will and instructions are not carried out by those I have appointed, says the Lord. I, the Lord, see the dangerous deals, a deal that makes a path to impeachment, a deal that allows heads of justice and defense to be removed through accusations that shall arise if these deals being made are allowed to take effect November 2026, says the Lord. I, the Lord, thy God, see the foreign liquidity that is making such deals harder to resist. However, those who take such, their indiscretion shall be exposed, says the Lord. For some who are leaving Congress are suddenly leaving to attempt to avoid the transitions that are set to take place, says the Lord. Satan is presenting a table of wealth, influence, and power in greater measure, for 2026 is a key to 2028. Who holds that key holds a great advantage, says the Lord. The fear of the Lord shall re-enter Congress, says the Lord, and these meetings shall be exposed, and it will shock you who attended and who was present, says the Lord. For some who are yelling the loudest for justice have bargained it away for earthly security and undermined the will of the people, says the Lord. A coup has been arranged at these meetings before 2026 in order to place a more controllable puppet at the helm of such, says the Lord. If Speaker Johnson remains silent, says the Lord, this coup will rise and it will cause an uproar in Congress and in the nation, says the Lord, where emergency meetings will be called with the Cabinet, Department of Defense, and Department of Justice, as some in Congress are making deals to help attack cities to keep their seats. These are the eggs of the serpent being laid that must be found, says the Lord. They are arranging one in Florida, says the Lord. Pray and intercede, and it will be thwarted and exposed. For Ishmael is in those meetings, says the Lord. Ishmael is in those meetings. They are attempting to divide a birthright that should not be divided and trade it, thinking their seat will be secure. It is far from secure, for those in these meetings have signed their certificate of removal, says the Lord. That was from December 20th, 2025, that word. That's when that word was given, right before we entered the new year. And now we are watching Senator Mike Johnson caught in the midst of a DHS shutdown that is being forced in order to try to cause catastrophe in the nation. And in that word, the Lord said to him, if you remain silent, deliverance will arise from elsewhere. If you remain silent, I'm going to raise up someone else in your place. And they are going to deliver in this hour. That's what's being said in this word. And if you notice, you've got the cartel sending drones magically at the same time that a Department of Homeland Security shutdown looms. They're working together. The cartels and those in Congress are working together. Of all times they decide to violate airspace, it's when a Department of Homeland Security shutdown is looming. That's not random. It's not coincidence. It is strategic. They are working together. They are working together at the border. They are working together when it comes to Congress. They are working together within the government. They are working together in the cities of these nations that have these protests going on, being funded by those who are connected to the CCP. This is not, the way this is being orchestrated is not an accident. It's quite intentional. And as this shutdown looms, and as we're 2.5 weeks from Purim, we see this erupt in Canada in a 10-year cycle that was almost identical to 2016. As far as Trump being in office, you have a blizzard, you have a horrific school shooting in Canada. 2026, Trump is in office, you have a blizzard, you have a horrific school shooting in Canada. These are cycles that the kingdom of darkness attempts to lock in order to produce similar results. So this is a cycle that is attempting to be locked in this time. Because we, now that President Trump has announced the nation is going to be rededicated to the Lord in May, this is why you're going to watch all hell try to break loose. This is why you're going to watch this intensify. This is why you're going to watch Canada do what they're doing as well. Because these principalities and powers that dominate these areas right now are under threat. Because when a nation is rededicated and it's consecrated back to the Lord, it hurts all of their interests. So remember that. Remember as we go forward that this is a very serious piece to why we see things happening that are happening. Because those who serve the kingdom of darkness in this nation and in Congress do not want this nation rededicated to the Lord. They don't want it. They don't want it to happen. They will try to a coup. They will try an insurrection. They will try a disrupting Department of Homeland Security. They will try everything they can because they don't want a covenant renewed. They don't want the people to humble themselves before the Lord. They don't want the gates closed over this nation that were opened well over 4 years ago, that now are under threat of being closed and territorial spirits losing influence in those areas. In Luke chapter 8, When Christ, and this is a good example of this, in Luke chapter 8, when Jesus Christ gets in the boat with his disciples and he's heading to Gadaran, he knows what his mission is. He knows what he's going to do. He knows that he's going to deliver a demon-possessed man and he's going to evangelize the whole city and change that entire area. And as Christ is going in the boat, the enemy sends a storm. Let me find this now. The enemy sends a storm. He sends a national storm. The enemy sends a storm when Jesus is in the boat. And the storm comes, and the disciples panic, and they wake Jesus up. And Jesus goes out, and he rebukes the wind, he rebukes the storm, and it submits, and it ceases. And he's able to go to Gadaran, and the second he stepped his foot on the soil of Gadaran, those principalities and powers sent that demon-possessed man screaming at Jesus's feet. Why have you come to torture us before our time? The second he put his foot on the soil, they knew judgment was there. They knew that their legally binding ratification in that area was about to be overturned. They knew the city was about to be evangelized. They knew. So they sent the storm. The enemy sent a storm to try to stop Christ from getting to that area and freeing it of what had held it in bondage and freeing that man who became the evangelist to the entire city. So when the enemy knows he's about to lose territory, he sends a storm. He sends a storm. You see, just because Christ was in the boat didn't mean the storm didn't come. The storm still came, but the one who rebuked the storm and had authority over it was in the boat with them. And this is what we're facing. The nation's going to be rededicated, and now the enemy is going to send a storm. And the enemy is going to try to stir things up, and he's going to try to stir everybody into a panic in order, because if we get to that point, the second everyone who comes to that rededication, they enter that area. Those that are anointed by God enter that area. It is putting the kingdom of darkness on notice that what they have held on to is going to be overturned. And we have to understand that the blizzard that we saw that hasn't happened in 10 years was a physical manifestation of what I'm talking about with this, that when there's territory that the kingdom of darkness is going to lose, when the Lord is sending his anointed in order to change the spiritual atmosphere legally of that area, the enemy attempts to send a storm. This is why we are watching all of this percolating in Washington, D.C. This is why Speaker Johnson has to, in this time, rise up and do what the Lord is asking him to do, because they will attempt a coup. It is coming, and a great humbling to Congress is coming as well. If anybody thinks they have 2026 in the bag, think again. Because a great humbling is coming to Congress. All of these games being played with the Department of Homeland Security and shutdowns and manipulation and witchcraft to try to get their way. A great humbling and shaking is coming to the halls of Congress. And those that think they are secure in their deals, in their backroom filings and their backroom meetings and their under the table agreements, that table will be flipped over and the whole of Congress will be shaken. And some of them are working with the cartels. And this is why they're sending drones in and violating airspace around the time of the shutdown. This is why. Because it is a very intricate, well-connected, well-funded network of those that have want to serve their father, the devil, that have sold out to darkness, and that don't want their interests cut into the way the men of Gadaran didn't want their interests cut into, and the territorial spirits didn't want their interests cut into. So they tried to play, let's make a deal with Jesus. If you send us into the pigs, they think they can stay in the area. They think then they'll still have territorial rights. But they don't realize how smart pigs are. They have the intelligence of a four-year-old child. And Jesus outsmarted them, sent them into the pigs, and the pigs ran down a cliff and drowned. And they were disembodied and cast out of the area. This is what's going on. This let's make a deal because we don't want to be cast out before our time. That is the very intricate and sadistic game being played right now in Washington, D.C. And whoever is compromised is going to be exposed because we are in one of the greatest seasons of excavation and exposure that we have ever been in this nation. So those who are compromised, those who should be standing for righteousness and obedience and should be standing for the covenant of this nation and have compromised, their delicate dainties and their deals will be laid out before the people of the United States of America, where they will have no recourse but to step down. Some of the most well-known Democrat and Republicans are guilty of this, and they will have no choice but to step down because of this. They're trying everything they can, too, because the Epstein files, 3 million pages have been dumped out into the public. So now the threats come of shutdowns again. Now all of this comes back again because they're trying everything they can to suppress the amount of darkness, to suppress the amount of deals, to suppress the amount of corruption. And we're watching the rumblings before the earthquake in D.C. Yes, an earthquake in D.C. So watching this all come right before Purim, 2.5 weeks to me is no surprise. And it's no surprise either that hidden within the headlines, we see Purim, Haman, we see it over and over again. DHS shutdown, Purim, Haman, right? Assassination, national storm. Tumbler Ridge secondary, Purim, decree of destruction, Haman, right? And then it goes on. Orem, Utah, Minneapolis, Madison. We've got one more here. Mexican cartel drones breach, Purim, decree of destruction, coup. There's a pattern. There's a pattern of what's going on in the background and in the realm of the spirit. And we just have to make sure to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say and be willing to understand and learn how connected the realm of the spirit is with the natural and events in the natural and way events are ordered in the natural and the way that things are dictated in the natural, that it's very much intertwined. And that when you begin to see it that way, you begin to understand better who's operating and doing what in the realm of the spirit and how the kingdom of darkness is moving. And it better fashions you in the authority through Christ Jesus of how to pray and how to recognize it in your own life and around you as well. There is a reason for this. There is a reason for going through all of this. So just wanted to say that as well as we begin to close down tonight. We have a few things to announce at the end here. Engage Ministries We are. Well, keep praying for me and Chris, because we're supposed to be there April 17th to the 19th, 2026. We're looking forward to it. So this is their fifth annual tent event. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/events to learn more. Hi, Cyrus. You going to come in? Hi, Toby. So you could go there to learn more, arcofgrace.org/events. Also, we have QE Strong will put up. Yes, it is Toby approved. You can use these pain patches on your pets. If you are looking for an alternative treatment for pain, for allergies, they have patches for, I have a keto boost patch as well. You can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, click on QE Strong and use promo code ARC for a discount. They also have portable red light therapy that you can use on your joints as well. So you can go to our ministry partner page to learn more. And also, since you're all going to Amazon anyway, probably, we have a page on Amazon. We get lots of emails about what products we use and what we like to use for the animals and what products I like to use. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, you can click on the Amazon page, because we are an Amazon associate. And so basically we have a page up there that shows you all the products we like to use here at the sanctuary and that I like to use as well. So that is on the ministry partner page also. Praise the Lord. And I think that's about it. I think we're going to wrap up for tonight. We will be putting out shorts the rest of the week. So please look for them. And we'll see what happens through the weekend. Like I said, you've got Iran on the brink right now. We don't know which way necessarily this is going to go. Although I do believe the Lord has determined disaster against the regime of Iran. This may very quickly, now that Netanyahu has come to visit with President Trump, this may very quickly begin to unfold. So if it does, we will be back on. Otherwise, we will be back on early next week. It'll either be Monday or Tuesday. We will announce it, but we will be putting out shorts through the weekend. So please look for them on all our platforms as well. And thank you to everyone for joining us. Thank you to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team for staying on here with us. And everybody who watched us, we really appreciate it. And we really are grateful and blessed that you come on and you stay with us for an hour or so to prophetically talk about what's going on in the nations of the earth. So all glory be to God. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Have a wonderful weekend as well. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51. That's the creator me a clean heart, O God, as well as Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the believer's authority. I say those every single day, those scriptures, along with the Lord's Prayer. That is such an important prayer, the order of that prayer, how Jesus Christ taught it to his disciples. We should be incorporating it into our own prayer life as well as Hebrews chapter 11. Wonderful, wonderful chapter on faith. And of course, we always encourage you to armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Put your armor on every single day. So thank you to everyone for joining us. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will see you back on next week. Keep the faith. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.